This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, not again. Yeah, I DM a chick on Etsy, but she never texts me. Back to back, cause I'm worried she didn't get the message. Back to back, so I send a pic of my lethal weapon. Back to back, I'm attractive like a 6 or a 7. So, she must not have seen it. I sent a friend request, but it got deleted. At this point, I think her battery's depleted. Then she put my dick on Insta, now I'm really heated. Please, Jake in a mirror, can you hear me? Please, the police are trying to commandeer me. Please, all her friends tell me that she hates me. Please, does that mean she doesn't want to date me? Please.
All right.
App to app.
Very chill. Haley Marie Norman.
Hi.
Thoughts?
There was so much going on in that song. First, he called his dick a lethal weapon, which is terrifying.
Right.
And he texted her a photo of it, which is, let me just start early with my advice. Don't do that.
Not unsolicited.
Okay, not unsolicited.
That one is solicited.
Then it ended with the cops coming for him. Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's accurate. If you send somebody a picture of your penis, you get arrested.
The police are going to come.
I like
the
that.
The girl hates him, but maybe she wants to date him.
And it might have just been the battery. But I think it was a nice arc. I liked that it started off with like, will you date me? And ended up with him being arrested.
Yeah, there was definitely an arc. Also, I feel like you guys have a lot of black fans because I'm going to go out on a limb and say a black person made that song, maybe.
Whoa. You know, he didn't mention it. Honestly, I don't even see color. So even if he did, I wouldn't have read that.
Well, Drake is half white.
Yeah, Drake is half white.
And half black.
I think
it could really go either way.
It could go either way. I also feel like that's not a really offensive thing to say because if the person's not black, if they're a white person, they're going to think it's cool that I thought they were black. So anyway, I listened to another one of your guys' podcasts. You had someone black. So I just feel like congrats on having a lot of black fans. That means you made it.
Yeah. But also, really, you're not 100% white. So you should say that too, because then that's less offensive.
And Haley is. Haley's a 58-year-old white woman.
Oh, yeah. I'm black. So okay. I can. Yeah, I'm a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry for making anyone uncomfortable.
Now we got it.
I like that you did.
That guy doesn't want us to give him a shout out. His name is Cameron, but he doesn't want a shout out. He just wants us to know. It will promote his brother's band called Motherhood.
Cool. All right.
Motherhoodmusic.bandcamp.com. There you have it. And the name that he gave himself was Cuckleberry Finn. Which I think
That's good.
I like that. Cuck this guy's Finn. Getting really interesting.
He also named App to App. He named that song. So I feel like I said App to App. But
that's what he called
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all him.
So thanks, Cuck Finn. Thanks, Motherhood. Thanks to Haley for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
A long time coming.
Yeah, oh, my God. I feel that way. I'm glad you guys finally had me on.
Yeah, it's been too long.
It has been.
We've worked together. That's how we know each other.
I know. Yeah. I met you guys at the same time auditioning. Like, our relationship has been a very long one, yes.
Yeah.
Through many different ways. I auditioned for your TV show.
Which didn't happen.
It didn't. Yeah,
so it's fine that you didn't get it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And then Jake played my boyfriend on Adam Ruins Everything.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That did
Your
happen.
Your boyfriend on Adam Ruins Everything. And then we got married.
And then we got married on Lonely and Horny.
That's right.
And had a baby.
And then we had a child.
Yes.
And we're allowed to talk about it that we just filmed season 2.
Yes.
So we're still married.
Still married. Yeah.
No spoilers.
Yes, and that's all I can say about that.
But you've listened to the show before, so you know this is an advice podcast.
Yeah, and I'm obsessed with giving advice.
Oh, really?
I used to have like an you guys remember Periscope?
Yeah, yes. Like live Twitter video?
Yes. So I had an advice show on Periscope that got me almost 1 million hearts, which was a really big deal.
A million?
Yes. But I finally had to stop because I would spend like hours every night. Well, I would get high first. It would be like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I would have gotten so many hearts and given so much great advice, but like
Holy shit, my night
was ruined.
That's a lot of hearts.
I know, it's a lot of
hearts.
How
do you know?
And a lot of good advice.
How do you know that it got 1 million?
Because it tells you. It'll tell you like how many hearts you collected over time. Yeah, I'm just under 1 million. So don't like fucking go look.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it 100? Was it 1 million?
Because here I'm seeing 994,000.
Yeah, Periscope is dead, but they do keep archives, records of the hearts that you've broken.
Yes, they do, unfortunately.
So, as always, these are real emails from real people. Going to give them fake names, and you can help us with that.
Let's see how many hearts we
anonymity.
Can get.
Yes. This is a 20-year-old from Melbourne, so do you have a fake guy's name we can call this guy?
Okay, Bowie. I'm naming him after my animals right now.
Bowie's, oh, that's cool.
My little black dog. He's cute.
Little black. And you can say that because you're black.
Yes.
Very good, brother.
I'm a 20-year-old from Melbourne, as I've said, and I've been going out with my girlfriend for 2.5 years. This query isn't exactly about my relationship as a whole, but rather about actually the act of having coitus. I consider myself above average at sex, hashtag stay humble, but however recently my foreplay has been out of this world. I usually go down to my girlfriend before we start putting the P into the V, but recently she's been wanting me to stay down there for longer. I'm talking 15, 20 minutes. At this point, my tongue is becoming weak and frail. The past couple months, she's been doing
weak
this.
Weak and frail tongue.
Yeah.
Frail of tongue.
The past couple months, she seems to come every time, and after she comes, half the time, she doesn't even want to have sex. And the other half of the time we have sex, she seems to not be into it at all. Is it me? Am I too good at foreplay? How do I still pleasure her, but also myself? Help. Love, Bowie.
Great. Oh my God, just like the opening song, there's so much happening in that.
There's twists and turns.
Yeah.
Can you be so good at oral that it ruins your sex life?
No, that's an impossible thing. If you're really good at oral sex, then it just makes you want to have sex more.
Yeah.
Even if you could take her all the way?
Yes.
Especially.
Of course. Then you really want it. Yes.
But he's complaining that he's taken her all the way and then she's like, oh, I'm done. I'm good.
So I have a theory that maybe he's not a, maybe, is it rude to say maybe?
No, because I agree with you 100%.
So what do you think? What do you think is happening?
This reeks of a guy that's actually not that good at sex.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, also, yeah, you should never be talking about like how great you are at head. I did hook up one time with a guy who, and part of the reason why I hooked up with him is because he spent a year telling me how good he was at giving head. So I finally let him go down on me, and it was really disappointing. And his sex game was even worse.
Whoa. Was it disappointing because he had built it up so much? Like in a vacuum?
No, he just wasn't good. And then he came really fast twice, but tried to pretend like he didn't come. And I was like, of course, you just came, and you're like trying to blame it on this other bullshit.
I've done that. What was his move?
Wait, what was his
what was his hiding move?
Yeah, what was his hiding move?
Oh, okay, one time he was like, oh, the condom broke. Oh, wait, what if he's listening to this? We're friends.
I have to tell him not to listen.
I'm friends with him, yeah. Okay.
We're getting more and more specific.
There was like one time, yeah, he would pretend like there wasn't a condom, like we ran out of condoms or something, or I can't remember what the other time was, I remember I was like, yeah, you came, and you just don't want to say that you came.
Did you call him out?
No, of course not. I was like, oh, so sad. But in my head, I knew.
There was one time I was like hooking up with somebody and like right as I went in, I like immediately had to pull out.
Game over.
I didn't know. Like this was the first time I had ever prematurely ejaculated.
Yeah.
And
the last.
I wish. But I pulled out and I was like, and I didn't say anything. I just froze.
Did you ever go to the bathroom? Is that what you did?
No, I was just like sitting there like contemplating what to do. I was like, all right, how do I recover from this? And I was like, maybe she didn't notice. And she just goes, do you want a towel?
No. Oh, no.
And I was like, yeah. And then we went to bed and I never, that was it. That was.
What was
you
that
never
girl?
Talked to her again?
What was her name? No. Say her name. Say her name out loud. Say her name.
But I got better as I got older at hiding at hiding it. Or at least I thought I did until now. And yeah. You told and
no, wait. Don't come up with excuses because it's like we know. At least I know. Like,
wait, hiding you came up with excuses hiding that you did ejaculate or yes, hiding that you were about to.
That I did or that I was about to, that I like needed more time. But no, I think for me it was always safer to just orgasm, try to hide that happened and get it back up. Because okay, like once you start like
that
doing the like
some time though, right?
Well, to recharge.
So you would like go down on her or something and then go again?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I also always feel like if you're prematurely ejaculating, you're so riled up that like you'll probably be able to go again.
To do it
it's
again.
It's not like that
yeah,
you're really not going to be able to.
To me, that makes pre-coming way less offensive if you're ready to do it again. Like, it's only annoying if it's like you pre-cum and then that's it.
Oh.
Then I'm gonna be like secretly in a bad mood.
Oh, like
and
done for
like
the night.
I think the older I get, the more I under, like, I think that prematurely ejaculating, it actually is okay. You
it's
know that thing? Like,
that
it happens to
it's
lots of guys.
It's a compliment.
Well, you oh, can, please. You can, I think you
it
can,
is.
I don't buy that for one second.
Why? You don't think it's hot? It's because they're so turned on by you that they can't handle it anymore? You
no,
think it's just selfish?
I don't have that much of an ego.
But how else are you supposed to spin it? That this guy's just
that's
selfish?
That's what it is. It's just spinning it. It's just it's more of a physical thing that happened to the guy.
Well, it's because it feels so good. It's not like it felt so okay, bad that somebody came.
Okay. I dated
but
a
I
guy
agree that
for
it doesn't
several
have to be
years that pre-came literally like every time we had sex. And I wanted to break up with him. I loved him and he was really good to me and he's a very nice person. But
he
I
also
remember,
listens to the podcast.
Yeah, what's his name? Can you say his name? What was his name again?
I remember being like, I felt really bad breaking up with someone because we weren't having good sex, you know? So I stayed in this relationship for, like,
it's
years.
It's a viable reason to break up with someone.
Yeah, and eventually I did, and then I overcorrected and started dating, like, a total asshole, but we had sex all the time.
In a good way.
I'm already giving way too much TMI.
I love how open and honest you are.
Can
it's
you imagine
great,
if
this I really
was
fun,
high on my couch right now on Periscope? This is why I had to fucking quit Periscope, because I told people everything.
You're getting too many hearts right now.
Wait, so, this guy, I think, when he calls himself, he has a steel tongue, and then in the next sentence says that after 15 minutes,
he's
weak
and
frail.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance his tongue is not as great as
no way. And are you looking at the clock? Like, how do you, like, just keep doing it. Don't complain. Don't act like you're over it.
What would you say?
Keep fucking doing it until she comes.
Is 15 to 20 minutes, is that on the longer end in your experience? as a woman?
I mean, sometimes it can take some time to come, right? Is that, I don't know.
I'm not talking about sex time.
For
I'm talking about a guy going down on
you.
Yeah,
I feel 15
15 minutes seems like a lot to me, but maybe for you it's average.
For coming?
Oh, no, for a guy going down on you.
No, if you're trying, there's a difference if you're trying to get, like, aroused from oral sex.
Yeah.
To, like, lead you into some fucking, or if you're trying to, like, get someone off with oral sex.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the best, though. If they get you off with oral sex and then you fuck. So, like, ideally,
right,
both
but that
of
is,
them.
But that's not something that happens to guys. Like, if somebody blew me to completion and then was
like,
and
like,
now we're ready to fuck, I would be like, I need time.
Right.
But women's bodies are
for
different.
For me, that's the ideal. Right. Like, I want you to eat my pussy, I come, and then we fuck.
Wow.
And then I come again.
The double. Come again? Come again?
And that is also for a gentleman trying to give a woman a good heterosexual, a good heterosexual experience. That's the ideal too, eating
yes,
somebody out until they come. And
oh,
then
that is
sex,
the ideal for guys.
Yeah, that's the best.
Okay,
but I guess I wonder if this girl is she not actually coming?
Because they're young too. Like,
she's saying that she, like, oh, okay, I came and now that's it. She doesn't want to fuck him.
I hope that she's really, I hope for her sake that she's really coming. I think what he needs to do is sit down with her and have, like, a really frank conversation. And hopefully they're both mature enough and are comfortable enough with each other, especially if they've been going out for, like, what, 2 years it said?
2 years, they're 20.
That they can be honest. But fuck, man, that's so young. Like, I think I definitely, when I was, like, 19 and 20, thought I was having orgasms when I wasn't really having.
Whoa, you were faking yourself?
I was faking myself out, yeah.
Oh.
I think I just, like, wanted to have one and, like, it felt good, so there would be, like, a feeling that I'd be like,
right,
oh, okay, this is coming. And then when I actually had an orgasm, I was like, oh, no, this is coming.
Got it. So the phrase of like, you know, I can still have, it still feels good even though I don't orgasm is true. It can still feel good without the orgasm.
Yeah, but it is like, I don't think, well, now I would be like, I didn't come. Like, I want to come. You know what really? I mean? Like, I fucked to come.
So if you got, that is what
that's
your shirt
a t-shirt.
Says. That's a really offensive shirt that you wear at a Starbucks.
Can we title the podcast I Fucked to Come?
Yes.
And vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
I've come to fuck. To
yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's like what a Russian says. Yes.
I come to fuck.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Yeah, they just need to talk about it, don't you think?
Yeah, communication, as always, is the answer.
Yeah, communication outside the bedroom helps make communication in the bedroom better.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice. And just like a tough reality check that this guy, the problem is not that you're too much of a Casanova. If your girlfriend doesn't want to fuck you, the problem is not because you're too good at it.
Yeah. That's okay, if that's his main question, that has never, ever, ever happened, that someone was too good at giving head that they didn't want to fuck after. Also, he needs to really stop complaining about this 15 to 20 minute thing. For me, I'm gonna say that's normal.
I think 15 minutes is fine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I think 20 minutes is fine. But after that, my neck's going to start to hurt. And I think it's going to be diminishing returns. I'll stay. I will stay down there until somebody tells me.
Yeah, 3 days.
Like, until someone like taps me and tells me to come up.
Yes. But,
for air. I've seen you with a little scuba mask down there.
Oh, yeah. I have flippers for some reason.
All right. Did we answer this guy's question?
I think so. But you know what's weird? I feel like guys always talk about how they fuck, but I never really hear anybody talk about how they eat somebody out.
What do you mean? Like, somebody's bragging about being good at it?
Yeah, like with the Rosenbergs, we used to show each other like our sexual positions.
Mm.
And I don't think I've ever like heard a guy describe in detail how they, maybe Streeter.
You've never grabbed a guy's palm and then say, this is how I eat a girl out, and then do it on their palm,
you know,
just
what?
So
listen,
that he can feel
this
it?
This is because we live in a patriarchal society where a woman's pleasure has always come second.
Wow. So it's like, it's not like a point of...
it wasn't.
Like, it's not like a bragging point to be like, and this is how I went down on...
Yeah, on I can't tell you how many guys don't care if I have... I've fucked so many guys who don't care if I've come or not.
Yeah, because when...
Isn't that insane?
When guys ask guys how many times they've had sex, they've never said, how many times did the other girl really like it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like, your number is just about how often you've come, not necessarily how many times they've come.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And I think a lot of guys think that... it's like that there's something wrong with like going down on a girl, like that it's like what's the word? It's like emasculating,
right?
Or do you guys know?
It's like, well, I mean, I don't feel like that.
Yeah,
but
have you heard that some guys feel that way?
I don't know. I guess I have. I don't know if I've heard that any guy feels emasculated by going down on somebody.
Okay,
but I have definitely never heard of it as like a point of pride. It feels like it's more blowjob and fucking that is like, that's like what people would tell their friends about.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. And that's, again, because the woman's pleasure a lot of times is not of, or if the
that's
woman's
the
pleasure
primary.
Is important, it's to make the guy have a bigger ego. It's not like, I just love you and I want you to feel good. It's like, I want to be able to tell people that I made my bitch come 5 times.
Do you think... So, like, if your number of like sex partners was based only on orgasms you've had instead of people you've actually like fucked,
well,
do you think it would like half it, quarter it?
What percentage of sex is you orgasming?
Well, now I know my body like so well that I just come every time because.
So, like, even if somebody sucked at sex, you would be able to.
I think I have a strong enough personality that I just wouldn't let them stop eating my pussy. And
I can't breathe.
Yeah, I'm like pretty. I guess I'm pretty vocal about it. So, but I don't know. That's hard to say because I've been in a couple long term relationships. So what was it was like how many sex partners versus like coming?
Yeah, like if you counted based on. Orgasms you've had with individual people instead of
It used to be too that like when I was in my early 20s if I wasn't in a serious relationship with someone or we were like newer sleeping together, it would definitely take me like longer to come or I wouldn't come because I guess I just was more in my head or not confident. Now it would be easier for me to like come if
like
I
earlier
didn't
on
know
in the
you.
Relationship.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
It feels like almost the opposite for guys, where like if somebody is new and exciting, you come way too fast.
Right.
And then like, I wonder if that's related.
Maybe.
Are Maybe. Girls and guys different?
Women are from Venus.
I really think they are. And I'm from Uranus.
Let me show you how I eat a pussy.
This is how I came out of your asshole.
I want that to be a thing where guys compare their pussy eating notes.
That's good. Yeah, I really think grab someone's palm and show
yeah.
them.
Do you guys really draw the alphabet on a clit? Is that a real thing?
That was real advice that I received from, at the very least, an American Pie movie.
Oh, that's from American Pie.
Was yeah. it American Pie?
Wasn't it American Pie 2, maybe?
I might have seen. I also got that advice, but I can't remember if it was American Pie or if my friend Jake O'Donnell told me.
Yeah. I would say that's probably he did write that not movie. Good advice, right? I mean, I don't know. I've never concentrated enough to be like, if they're drawing the alphabet, but.
Yeah, I think that
seems
like.
Seems like weird advice.
I guess. I would have to agree. It sort of feels like it would take you out of the moment
totally.
To be like spelling stuff. And also like personally, I think that there's something to like a rhythm that is
yeah.
that is good. And
yes.
like all of the letters are sort of, they're all over the place.
They're all, you're right. That's what it is. It's totally
Also,
right
I hum the alphabet. So.
That might feel good. Though. That would feel good.
Yeah, you gotta sing the song.
Probably better than using your tongue, just humming.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's hard to remember the order.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like L, N, and then something, 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 Q.
It's not L, N.
Yeah, L,
L,
L. L. Right. See, this
can
is
you,
where
Can you just
up.
Like right off the bat say what goes after I?
F or nice. G.
Both oh, wow. Right. What is yeah. it? H, I.
It's P.
J.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, P is after I for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
shouldn't be that hard.
All right. So I'll give you two letters. You tell me if they're before or after each other. Ready? A and R. Which comes first?
Same exact That's, time.
Yeah.
Trick question.
It's that weird W thing where yeah. they happen at the same time. All right, let's try to answer another question here.
But we did a good job with that one, right? You
yeah.
guys think?
Yeah, that okay, was a good yeah. one.
Talk, communicate. You're not a Casanova. But
yeah,
it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, get over yourself just a little bit.
And if you need problems communicating, just write her a letter with your tongue against her vagina
All right,
when
next
you're down
question.
There.
Wait, what if people, what if, no.
You know when you used to draw on your friend's back in middle school, being like, what am I writing on your
yes.
back?
Yes.
So it's like a little telephone game.
Yes.
It's like, what am I spelling out with my mouth
yeah.
on your.
Clitoris.
Whoa, I would not go there. Actually, let's take a break since we're at the halfway point of the show already.
Wow.
Wait, no way.
Yeah, we're over 20 minutes deep.
No. Is that for real?
It when we come back, real. We have to answer more questions.
Okay, we'll
oh
try to
God,
answer
I'm
some more
so
questions.
Sad.
It was We did a deep dive, pun intended. We'll be back with more questions, answers, and some unsolicited advice.
Meow.
And we're back. It's time for some
unsolicited advice. Mom, I'm coming. Gross. So that's the singer that we use every week now?
Yeah, that's from Lars.
All right, that's forever.
We still haven't gotten one better than that. See if you could beat that, America. So, Haley, this is the time of the show. This
yes.
is very new for us, so I don't blame you if you haven't heard this yet, but... Jake and I offer unsolicited advice, something that is not necessarily people asked for,
yeah.
but just something we like to tell people to help improve themselves.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Do you have, this is our first ever guest unsolicited
really?
Advice.
Yeah.
If you have something.
Brand
good.
New segment. I'm not going to tell you what I think you're going to do, but I'm going to write it on my
okay,
phone.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Like some sort of charade game.
Like I think this is what she is, I think this is going to be Haley's advice.
Okay.
We're very, very close.
I'm so excited for this.
All right.
I'm ready. Go.
It's completely the opposite.
Go vegan. Is that what it was?
No. I want to show Amir what I wrote.
Eat more meat. I don't even know. I want to know what that is.
Wait, what is it?
I want to know what that
pussy
is.
Pussy crystals. Oh, pussy crystals are really big in my life.
All right. Talk very quickly about going
well,
vegan and then spend
yeah.
a lot more time on quote-unquote pussy crystals.
It feels like so fucked up.
I mean, that was fair.
It didn't did not come out of nowhere.
It didn't come out of anywhere. I've been spending all week on my Instagram talking about pussy crystals, which if you're a woman listening to this, buy a crystal and put it in your pussy. They're called not noni eggs or whatever. I just bought mine for the first time. I spent $65
on it. You haven't used it yet.
I haven't used it yet.
This feels like how I felt buying a bidet.
A bidet? Oh.
I was just like thinking about it.
What is a bidet but an anal crystal?
Wait, but what is a pussy crystal?
Okay, so it's this thing called a noni egg, which I guess is based in like ancient Chinese...
Pussy.
Ancient Chinese pussy. Oh my God, are they going to come for us for saying that? Where you so you put it in your vagina and all the good things from the crystals, if that's something you believe in, you're really soaking it up because it's inside you, but also it really helps strengthen your pelvic floor and your lower abdominal muscles and all this other stuff. So I love crystals.
Oh, so it's got like science and spiritual.
Exactly.
Got it. So some for everybody.
Exactly. I love crystals. I love my pussy, so I love pussy crystals, and I can't wait to get mine in the mail.
Pussy crystals, by the way, is Billy Crystal's stripper name. Okay, that's a great tip, and you can actually speak from experience once you get the crystals. I don't want you to start promoting them.
Yeah, please have me back on.
Because what if you end up not liking them?
No, I'm gonna love it. I already know.
What? How long do they stay in you?
So that's another thing.
Going vegan is so great for like the environment, for your health.
When you put the crystals in your pussy.
They're more fun.
When and where and for how long?
So I feel like you can keep it. Someone told me 30 minutes, but to me that seems too sparingly. Like I want to always have the pussy. I want to have the pussy in my crystal for a good part of the day.
You want the default to be crystal pussy.
And many people hit me up when I was talking about it on Instagram and were like, oh, I love mine. So this is like a real thing.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of my followers have these things already. Yeah.
Amazing.
I know. I'm so excited. So mine is called the carnelian noni egg. And the carnelian is a type of like...
Why do you have a specific one?
Because there's different... So there's like a jade one.
Everybody's vaginas are different.
But everybody's...
Is that fair to say?
The crystal that they need. Everyone's vaginas are different.
So what's my birth crystal?
I don't know. When's your birth? Oh, you just had your birthday.
Yeah, January.
Oh, yeah. That's a birth stone. Is a stone and a crystal
the same different.
Thing?
I think some of them are.
I think some of them are, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's a ruby.
A birth stone can be a crystal.
A ruby or a jade, like my character, Lumi and Horny.
Oh, my God.
Full circle.
Is that why you guys gave him that name?
No, but...
But it should be.
If I have kidney stones and I pass that, is that the male equivalent of a pussy crystal?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. On a urethra rock? All right, why do you like being vegan or whatever?
Okay, so like it's totally changed my entire life. I feel so much better, not just physically, mentally, and spiritually, but also like remember that video of the polar bear that was like dying?
Yeah.
Yes. It was so sad. Like I obviously felt really sad when I saw that video, but I also felt so much better knowing that I'm not contributing to that. Like the
killing polar bears, starving polar bears.
Because factory farming, which is the way that all of our meat and dairy is produced, is the number one pollutant, more than all the car, all the forms of transportation combined. So it's like worse than the cars, trains, airplanes, all of it together. So
how long have you been vegan?
I've been vegan for 9 years. Not a drop of anything.
Do you miss cheese?
I don't miss anything because I just eat vegan cheese. And here's another thing. You only crave what you eat. So once you stop eating that stuff and you find really good substitutes, that's what you end up craving. I have more energy.
Verify.
I just feel more positive more of the time.
Do you, if you could, not, I guess you could, but if you had one... you were forced to cheat, what would you eat?
Would think was good.
Got it.
No, because
like a Slim
it's just
Jim?
Gross to me. Yeah. I would want to eat the littlest, tiniest, like, I wouldn't go.
A Christmas ham.
Exactly. I would never want that.
Raw
because
veal.
It's disgusting. Anything that people think is good, I wouldn't want.
Nothing is appealing to you at all.
No, it's disgusting because I know what it is. Like, because we give cute names to these meat. Like, we call it a hamburger, you know?
Yeah.
When it's just, it's
or a slider if it's small.
Ooh, a little cute little slider.
Okay, a hamburger has pieces of 300 different cows in it. That's why when people get sick or there's E. coli, it spreads so far and it's so easy because the ground beef is just so many different types. So I wonder if how many pieces of cow a slider has. Maybe 150.
Yeah, there's three. Well, there's three. They usually come with three sliders.
So. And I would like cheeseburger and chili cheese fries on the side, please. And can I have a glass of whole milk? Thank you.
Being vegan to me was it like. I spent a couple years being vegetarian.
Oh, cool.
And then, like, off and on for the last few years, I would go, like, mostly vegetarian and then, like, some meat here and there.
Okay.
But I think it was, like, the vigilance. How do you stay
I just do
on
it.
Top of your shit?
Like, I just do it. And if I'm a mess, I'm a mess. So I feel like if anyone can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
So there's so many places to eat around town.
Almond milk? You getting that almond milk?
I love almond milk.
Cereal, delicious.
I drink soy milk, too, because it has a lot of B vitamins in it.
Soy milk got a bad rap for a while.
It did get a bad rap. But anything to me is better than regular milk. Oh, my God. Have you guys seen that Olympic commercial for milk? It's so fucking stupid. It's this commercial for the Olympics, and they're like, 9 out of 10 Olympic athletes grew up drinking milk. And it's like, no shit, everyone grew up fucking drinking milk. Are you kidding? If you're old enough to compete in the Olympics now, then you grew up in what, like the 90s?
Yeah, they also, yeah, for a long time, like all the baseball players smoked
cigarettes.
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
And yeah.
That doesn't mean it was good.
Exactly. Anyway, I hate that commercial.
There's a movement of NBA players that are going vegan.
I know, and football players.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's It's the wave of the future.
Where are you getting protein?
I'm down.
Everywhere. Protein is in everything. First of all, Americans have too much protein, which leads to osteoporosis. Second of all, like 50 calories worth of spinach has more protein than 50 calories worth of meat. So that's all a fallacy. Like green leafy vegetables have so much protein.
Do you have to love vegetables to be a vegan?
No, I actually need to eat more vegetables.
Yeah, I don't really like vegetables, so I'm afraid of just eating salads all the time.
Yeah, no, that, oh my God, like one of my most annoying things is when I go to set or whatever, I'm somewhere and they're like, we got you some vegan food and it's like just a salad. I will actually be like trying to fight back tears because I love eating again. So I'll leave.
You know I can have rice, right?
Yeah, I know.
I can eat pasta.
There's so much good vegan food other than just like a boring salad.
Yeah, you can have.
I'm in it for that, like the fake meat.
Yeah, that shit is good.
You like fake meat?
I like the Beyond Beef burgers.
That one is really good.
You in the Impossible Burger?
I'm into the Impossible Burger. I feel like I eat everything. Like when people are like, what do you eat? I'm like, I don't know. I literally eat everything anybody eats. I just eat a vegan version of it.
If you ate a cheeseburger right now, would something happen to your body in a bad way?
I would probably get really sick.
Really?
I think so. I haven't had, because also it's not just the meat. There's all those antibiotics and hormones and this and that. I think my body would freak out.
And you're taking blood tests and stuff, and they're like, this is great.
Yeah,
I used to
be anemic before I went vegan. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, so you got more protein when you stopped eating meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Maybe I'll try it for a month.
You could do meatless Monday.
I think like people get annoyed when they hear that they should go vegan.
Yeah,
and it's because they know in their heart that they should.
Exactly.
It's like
give me eggs. At the very least, give me eggs. Can I have eggs?
Eggs are fine.
I can have an omelet.
No, eggs are not.
Give me a freaking omelet.
A tiny bit of bacon in the morning.
Wait, what if I have a chicken and he's naturally in the backyard and he's laying eggs?
So that's more
and
then of like the philosophy.
And then he dies and
vegan.
I can have chicken fingers.
Oh yeah. My God, that's... You're
and like, I want to go to McDonald's
disgusting.
To get the fingers.
If you do have a chicken and he lays its
okay,
own eggs.
Okay, here's the thing.
This
is a philosophy. So there's different philosophies towards being vegan. So obviously, having eggs from your backyard is exponentially better than getting eggs from like a factory farmer, even cage-free eggs and stuff, because all of that those are all terms made by the FDA just to help them make more money.
Right.
So
cage-free like technically means like they could have the option of leaving if they could find
little,
the door
little
to the cage.
It's a little tiny opening that's like an inch by an inch, but there's so many chicks in those cages that they can't even get out.
Right.
And their cages are disgusting and blah, blah, blah. So all of these, like when you think like free range, da, 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 that's all a lie. You think you're spending more money for something that you think you're doing, but you're not. But anyway, if I had a chicken, I personally would not eat the eggs only because my philosophy is that animals are not here for our benefit, which I know sounds crazy because they can give us warm if we were out in the woods or some shit like that. But in today's society, we don't need animals like that. So I view animals more as like they're here for us to love and protect and not to use something from. But again, if you have a chicken in your backyard, eating the eggs is way better than any other option.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'll have the eggs from the backyard.
Anyone who thought I was cool from talking about my pussy earlier is going to hate me now. They're going to be like, this bitch is not that cool.
Vegans are going to love you, though. And we actually never talk about it because me and Jake do eat meat and cheese like a bunch of carnivorous assholes. Who are here just to consume the earth.
And neither of us use pussy crystals either.
All right, what question should we answer here? Nudes? Should we answer sex dream about a friend? Roommate poop gate, perhaps?
Roommate poop gate, pretty solid.
Okay. Roommate Poopgate is from a lady.
I'm already so squirmy because I don't even want to say the word.
Poop?
The P word.
Wow, you don't like it.
Oh my God.
Wow. Is this going to make you too uncomfortable?
No, I'm into it. Okay. I want to hear it, but I'm so squirmy right now.
We need a 22-year-old female name who's living with three roommates.
Spirit.
Is that the cat?
Cat's name, yeah.
That's a good name.
Thank you.
Spirit writes.
Yeah.
Spirit writes, I'm a 22-year-old female living with three roommates who I've known for about 5 months. Although we haven't known each other for that long, we get along super well. However, one roommate did something so shameless the other day, I'm still quite shook. In our apartment, there are two bathrooms, so each person sort of has a designated bathroom that they share with the other person. The other morning, I was going about my regular routine, getting ready for work. I stepped out of my room and surprised my roommate, who was standing in the door to her bathroom, obviously about to take a shower. I said hello and went about my business. A couple minutes later, I am planning on brushing my teeth and heading straight out the door for work. But my roommate is in my bathroom, even though hers is empty. Why could this be? Well, after she vacates the bathroom, I head in there to brush my teeth, and surprise, I learn it's because she absolutely bombed my bathroom with what I know were vodka shits.
Ew!
Why would she do this in a bathroom that wasn't her own, you ask? So she wouldn't have to withstand her own fucking wretched foulness while she took her shower. This shameless, borderline sociopathic behavior makes me believe she's either evil or stupid or both. Either way, I'm concerned, so I'm wondering, should I confront her about this? Should I hold on to this case in case I need blackmail? Or is this the behavior of someone who's so unashamed they wouldn't even care anyway? Let me know what you would do in your situation and how to approach this, or if something like this has ever happened to you. Thanks a lot. Love, Spirit.
I like the way she writes.
It's a nice little story.
It's a good essay. She's gonna move to LA and sell a TV show.
And that could be the pilot.
Poopgate. Has something like this ever happened to you?
No way. Okay, hold on. If her roommate actually pooped in her bathroom because she was about to take a shower, she needs to move out immediately.
Oh, really? That's grounds for expulsion.
That is so fucked up. But I'm wondering if Spirit only thinks that was the reason, but maybe there was another reason. Maybe her roommate was out of toilet paper.
Oh,
maybe
interesting.
The toilet was backed up.
Benefit of the doubt. Maybe she already did shit in that bathroom and she clogged it and she had to go to the other one.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Also, vodka shits. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I've heard of
it. You didn't want to say poop, and then she just immediately drops vodka shits. One of the reasons I picked this question, actually, is because I think that you are the roommate in this situation.
Oh, I will shit in a different bathroom.
This is something that you would not even blink at. And I sort of got that even from your reading the question or your reaction to Haley thinking that it was a move out of the offense.
So you're saying I'm the type of person who would shit in the other toilet or not care that somebody shit in my toilet?
You're the type of person that would shit in somebody else's toilet and not think twice about it.
Yeah, I don't think of like, because I'll fart in public, I'll fart in an elevator, fart on an airplane.
Why?
Because
so mad at Amir when he would fart on it. I'd be sitting next to him and it would smell so rank.
Because I think keeping it in is, asking somebody to keep it in is selfish.
Can you go to the bathroom? No, because, oh my God, I don't even want, it's because
like
so
smelling
gross.
Farts, is part of life.
Haley, this is what I deal with. Is this that insane?
That's actually fecal matter that you're smelling. Mm-hmm. That's why it smells.
Yeah,
you're putting fecal matter into the air.
Holding it in is actually really bad for you.
Okay, but that's just for you.
So if I'm on an airplane, what am I supposed to do?
Subject 200 other people to your
That smell comes and goes. So it's like, I'm sorry, you have to deal with the stench a little bit, but it's actually alleviating
the stink.
In
an airplane, it doesn't really go. People just get used to it.
Yeah.
No, it goes. It goes.
So you don't mind smelling other people's farts?
I mean, I don't like it, obviously, but at the same time, I don't begrudge somebody from farting. But I've never shat so hard that it smells in the bathroom, like, forever. Like, you shit, it goes underwater, and then you flush, you light a match, or whatever. We have poopery downstairs, and I don't think it's, like, such a thing where I'm smelling your shit for so long, and it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
That being said, since I don't think of the smell of shit, I wouldn't shit in somebody else's toilet to avoid shitting in mine.
Right, yeah. I don't think that you would.
The smell of poop and shit doesn't faze me, or to the point where I'm being selfish
about it. But also, the idea of subjecting someone to your smell doesn't like
sociopathic.
Yeah, that doesn't occur to you either. You're not like, oh, this person shouldn't have to smell my shit.
Yeah,
this person can smell my shit. They'll get over it.
Yeah, it's like that part is a little bad, but the good I feel when I have to fart and I can fart, I always prefer to fart.
Only if it's silent, or will you do like an audible fart?
Oh, it will do such a loud fart.
Oh my God.
Well, on an airplane, it's so loud you can fart as loud as you want. Nobody can hear you scream.
A mirror.
It's like in space.
Yeah.
You can fart. Nobody can hear you fart.
People can feel it.
Do you think the vibration?
I think you can feel the vibration.
So you would actually get mad at him, Jake? Like, you'd be like, Amir, you just farted.
Yeah. I used to, on planes all the time, like, turn to him and be like, what is wrong with you? I'll do this.
All right. So I would say probably I would not mention anything. Would you mention something right off the bat, or would you be non-confrontational, let it go, and see if she does it again?
I think that what she did was reprehensible, but I don't think... I think the very, like, the part of me that thinks that is disgusting is, like, the non-confrontational...
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to confront somebody with my shit, so I also don't want to confront someone about their shit. I would...
Deep.
Thank you. I would wait and see if it persists.
If it's, like, if it's a problem that's happening over and over. If it's habitual.
If she does it more than once, then... I mean... I think right now you don't necessarily have a problem. You have like a
one-off.
You have an egregious act that can be forgiven, and you can find some way to like slight her, and you'll feel better, and she won't really even notice, you know?
Yeah.
Like you just pee on her floor or something.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice little tit for tat.
Definitely don't do that.
A piss for pat. And Haley, you're moving out right away.
No, I'm doing the same thing as you guys. Like, I have very strong feelings, but I'm also really non-confrontational. So I would text everyone in my phone book about it. I would in my head, never let it go.
Oh,
but my roommate would never know.
Got
That's
it.
Cool. I could... There's a,
That's not cool.
Right. But, like, there's some sort of, like, getting back to her some way that is kind of...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I wouldn't want it to get back to her. I would die if it got back to her. I would only text my friends that, like, we didn't have in common. But if it happened again, I would be like, I don't know, maybe we get a lock on a different kind of lock or something.
Put even, like, a tiny little obstacle for her to have to go over before she shits in your bathroom.
The bigger thing is just try not to have so many roommates. And I don't mean that in a classist way. I don't know how much money this person has, but... Maybe there's a smaller place. People spend so much money to live in places with a ton of roommates. So I'm like, you could get a smaller apartment somewhere else.
Yeah.
Four roommates.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's if you're not in college.
The one final thought.
Okay.
Is
that take the toilet paper into your room.
Take the toilet. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's but not that's so college dorm.
I know. I know.
You got to really pay to play and then charge per square if somebody uses your shit.
Oh, you know what else? This is only if she keeps on doing it. I think we lay a trap.
Yes.
I think you turn off the water in the toilet so she has to like come and find you and be like, hey, I lit up your bathroom and the toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Like,
or what if she didn't even do... Like, I think it's the same answer as the first one, communication. If it happens again, which I think is a big if, because this person would have to be batshit crazy, then you just go, why are you using my bathroom?
Yeah, why is it always during the vodka shits that you accidentally forget to use your own bathroom?
Yeah. All right, so we're sort of... There's a consensus here. Don't say anything unless it persists, in which case you say talk to her, I say lay a trap.
All right, let's answer one more question.
Okay.
This is from a dude who's a college student. Do you have another pet?
Iggy.
Wow, how many pets do you have?
Three.
That was it. Okay, so thank God we didn't answer a fourth question.
I know.
All right, great. Hey, guys. I'm a college student getting ready to spend this upcoming semester in New York City. After a few weeks of apartment hunting, I found an online listing from this young woman looking for a roommate. The place was perfect. Great location, affordable, dope amenities. The place even has a fucking balcony. Here's the issue.
The dopest amenity of all.
When I messaged the girl about rooming together, she voiced her concern about having a guy room with her, and that makes her uncomfortable. I told her not to worry. I'm gay. So she accepted, and I'll be moving in with her in the next coming days.
Oh my
the only goodness. Thing is, I'm actually straight as fuck. I need to know how I can keep up this ruse. How am I going to bring woman back to my room without my cover getting blown? Is there any way to make her the bad guy if she ever tries to question my true sexuality? Also, is this crossing some sort of moral line? I don't see a way I could ever come clean to her at this point. I need help. Thanks. Love, Iggy. I think this is the plot of Three's Company.
Oh.
Oh.
The landlord, Mr. Furley, doesn't let Jack Ritter live with two female roommates because it's like unconscionable to do that in the 70s. So he says, don't worry, I'm gay. Pretends to be gay for the duration of the show.
But look how much has changed since that show was on the air.
Yeah, now this guy's so pretending to be gay just to live with a girl.
It seemed borderline. I'm glad that we have a girl on the podcast.
Yeah, this is so incredibly fucked up. If a guy did this to me, I would. I don't personally. I'm not like a person who calls the police just for other reasons.
Oh, you call the police.
I wouldn't call the police because I'm black, so they would shoot me instead. But anyway,
that's a different issue.
I would want to. Yeah, that's a different show. I would want to. I would be. This is a form of. I don't even know what the word is. What's the word that
flattery.
I'm looking for?
Flattery.
Oh, my God. Not assault, but like it's so deeply morally wrong.
It's
but more than that, because it's hurtful to the woman. We don't know if this woman has been raped before. We don't know when, and chances are she has, because if you look at statistics of women who are sexually abused, they're so high. You know what I mean? There's a reason. She has her personal boundaries.
So she said, I don't want to live with a guy. I'm concerned about it.
Yeah.
Like this is the exact kind of thing that she... You're the guy that she is scared of.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what if this guy is just this really sweet guy like me, and he's like, I have to lie just to get in. And
no,
then once
to not
she gets
respect
to
her
know
boundaries
me,
is so unacceptable. There's Airbnb. There's so many other things. He thinks that he's going to be bringing women home. Like, good luck. It's also New York City, and women in New York City sound way smarter than guys like you.
Wow. You're a lot meaner to this guy than I would have been personally.
I'm PMSing too, though, so I'm really letting it go.
So am I.
That's what all of our commenters on Reddit will say.
It's hard to argue with that. I was going to say, you can lie for a little bit and then eventually tell her the truth. But then you bring up such issues as maybe she was sexually assaulted. And to do this is borderline illegal, let alone morally irreprehensible. And now I feel a little bit bad.
Yeah. Haley's not wrong. But it's funny that, like, we would think of this, this sounds like the beginning of a romantic comedy.
Yeah, it's a silly little thing in there.
But no, but if there, that's also another thing, though, that has been more like a discussion, is that a lot of the basis of romantic comedies have been things that really align with like rape culture and guys being aggressive, right, and even Family Matters, like Urkel hitting on Laura until he wears her down to say no, and how culture is shifting, and that's not okay anymore. If a woman says no, just accept that.
Wow, even Urkel.
Even Urkel.
In Revenge of the Nerds, the main character like straight up rapes somebody.
Really?
The nerd, they're in a dark room and the girl thinks that he's her boyfriend and they have sex.
Oh my God.
The lights come on and she realizes it's the nerd and she's like,
that's
you were
rape.
Even better or something.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Not even borderline rape. That is rape.
Yeah, that's kind of insane.
He needs to, oh my God.
People listen to this show for advice and to be educated. This guy was, I think the silver lining here is that this dude, if his question wasn't, how do I tell her I'm straight and then eventually fuck her?
Yeah.
Like his thing was like, how do I make sure she's not mad at me when I bring other women home?
Yeah, you're being nice. So, you're spinning it because I was so mean.
No. I think you're well within your rights to be very mean to him. I think he deserves it. I think you can't live with this person.
No, it's just.
But I don't think you need to turn yourself into the authorities. I think you were just very, very.
What about coming clean? Be like, by the way, I'm not actually gay.
We have to do that before you move in.
But he'd already moved in. At this point, what should he do?
I don't even know.
You go. I'm great at apologizing.
I'm so
no
mad.
One's better at apologizing than me. You have to pack all of your bags.
Whoa.
This is after you've spent some time as a great roommate. You pack up all of your bags and you say, I have to tell you something. I'm not gay. I just really love the balcony.
But I can be bi for the night.
And I will leave this afternoon. And you got to be ready if she's
like.
And
what if she's like, no, it's okay, you can stay. Do you think she would ever say that? Is there a human that would?
Only in a world. Well, I don't know.
I think if you packed the bags, I think that she might say that it was okay.
No, I don't
know.
She
shows
no,
you're really ready
so.
To leave.
I mean, even if they got along really great, I think that there's still a part of me that would be like, I don't even know who you are. Like the person who I have become friendly with.
Just a guy
that
loves the amenities of the building.
Oh my God.
Fuck it. Can I sleep on the balcony for $80 a night?
Jesus.
You won't even see me, and I am bi.
Yeah, that's what, more than packing the bags, he'd have to be like, here's 3 months worth of rent. Like, just totally pay.
Oh, wow.
It's just, it's such a personal boundary.
A pack and pay.
With more than preference, it has to do about safety and psychological well-being, which is why I'm taking it so seriously.
Yeah.
So he has to move out and she keeps the security deposit?
Yeah.
I don't think I fucked anything up is all. I get that back, don't you think? That's a different issue.
This ding was here.
I mean, I broke a little bit of that wall, but I think I can fix it for less than the cash that I gave you. I can't stress this enough, though. I am bi.
You could also, yeah, you could just try to be bi.
So I guess one is taking advantage of someone who's obviously suffering from very severe trauma and in like being implicit to some illegal behavior. And the other one is that you can be bi. That was your advice?
That was your advice. I said pack and apologize.
Pack, but, pay, yeah, and
but
apologize.
But your idea of packing was even packing so that she lets you stay.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You just have to leave.
I think the apology has to be, you have to, it's like, she might call the bluff. She might actually make you leave.
But that's my issue, is that it shouldn't be a bluff. Like, he needs to go, I lied.
Actually has to leave.
Yeah, even if you
even if she
stay,
says, never mind,
I
stay.
Yeah.
What about a dummy pack? So she's like, you can actually stay. And then you tilt over your duffel bag. You're like, it was filled with shredded newspapers. I knew you wouldn't have the heart to kick me out.
I think it has to be a genuine pack.
I kissed a guy once in summer school. Not even camp. Straight up math class.
Wait, did you really?
No, of course not. But oh, see, I can act that. I can say
you
that.
Could, yeah. You could.
All right, good. That was a good...
And don't hate me, person. I'm sorry I was rough on you, but...
No, you're right. You need to be rough, and we're not as rough as we should be on people sometimes.
Okay. Self-love. Now I'm worried they're going to write a bunch of mean comments about me online.
They will. Of course they
but
will.
But I don't know their real name.
But I think you're going to win in the long run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want people to write mean comments about you today.
Okay.
Because they'll be on the wrong side of history.
That's very true. That's
right. Yeah.
That's very true. And to be fair, I don't think this guy is a bad guy. I think he's just not understanding the severity and the magnitude of the situation.
Yeah, and I would say I'm the same way. I didn't understand the severity or magnitude of the situation.
Exactly. Okay.
Not that I would do this, but at the same time, I wouldn't look at this and say, oh my God, what he's doing is so illegal.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that it's actually illegal. I just meant like I would want to call an authority.
Yeah, but yeah. And then that's, I think that is part of it too, that like you shouldn't really be worried about consequences. You should be worried about feelings.
The karma police.
And respecting the other like, person's
yeah, just like
boundaries.
Doing the right thing and making somebody feel safe in their own house.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, before we run out of time, is there anything you wanted to say or promote or talk about now that we have literally hundreds of people listening to this episode?
Hi, baby.
And the people who still like you really like you.
Yeah. Shout out to all the vegans out there.
Are your listeners predominantly dudes?
Probably.
They're probably like meat-eating dudes who are like, fuck this, man.
Yeah, all of them love steak, and they love pretending to be gay. And you just told them they can't do it anymore.
I like steak, and I like gay.
Sorry. Okay, well, I'm in the second season of Lonely and Horny.
Hell
which
yeah.
Which is very exciting. But we're not allowed to say yet where it's going to air.
That's
or
correct.
When.
We don't know where
but
or when
you can
yet.
Go watch the first season.
On Vimeo at lonelyandhorny.com.
But you have to promote something that is...
that we're not in.
Yeah,
okay.
That counted as promotion for me and Amir,
yeah.
Which
okay,
is
okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I am on CBS's new show, Living Biblically, which is coming out, I think, like February 26th is when the... maybe it's after that, but that's when the series starts. So it's a mid-season replacement. I play opposite Tony Rock, who's amazing, and the show is awesome. It's produced by Johnny Galecki and directed by Andy Ackerman, who's like...
Actually, I think it was created by another HeadGum podcaster.
Really?
Yeah, Patrick Walsh.
Yeah, I love Patrick!
See You in Hell, a horror film podcast on HeadGum, created the show.
Oh my God, I love Patrick.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
Really, he's super, super fun.
Okay, cool. Well, I get to do a really fun episode of that. I'm recurring on Alone Together, Freeform's new show.
Wow. You're busy.
I'm really busy, yeah. And you can find me on Instagram at Hips, Lips, and Fingertips.
Very nice.
Check out that Pussy Crystal review.
Hashtag Pussy Crystals.
And then Twitter is XO Hayley Marie. Hayley's H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Do you ever go by just Hayley Norman?
No.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Yeah, I don't use it.
What about Hayley Marie?
I don't like when people call me that. I like, okay, so you can just call me Hayley, or if you're going to say anything more than Hayley, then it should be Hayley Marie Norman, or it should be HMN, which is my favorite.
HMN? Yeah. Really?
Doesn't that sound so cool?
Yeah, HMN. Especially when you're putting crystals near your HMN. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense to say it like that. Well, thanks so much for coming by and dispensing your wisdom.
Thank you for having me.
If you have your own questions, your own theme song, or your own unsolicited advice stinger, the email address for all of that is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Opening theme song was The App to App. This closing one is a Sunrise Sunset parody from Fiddler on the Roof. How's that for two different theme songs?
Drakey is Jewish.
And,
he is.
And this guy wants us to plug his buddy's podcast, The Higher Side Chats. So both people who wrote theme songs wanted us to plug their friends' projects.
Yeah, really good people.
So thanks, Tony.
I would never
do that. Thanks, Lars. And thanks, I already forget the guy who wrote the App to App. And thanks to Haley.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll be back next week, as always. Thanks for listening. Oh, we're going to be in Austin. We should announce that.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing shows in Canada on March 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then in Austin as part of South by Southwest on
March 10th. How's that for North America?
All the information is at ifiwereyoushow.com or headgum.com/live. All right, now we're out. Bye.
Who are these two dudes doing podcasts? Who the hell do they think they are? I don't remember growing older. When did they? If I were you, if I were you, swiftly flow the days. Actors turned overnight to podcasters, blossoming even as we gaze.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.